Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. It is full on Christmas here at Shears Green Junior School. I want to start off by saying a massive thank you to the PTFA for funding the most magnificent Christmas tree. It is humongous. I go, how big? I said, really big. And I tell you what, they didn't disappoint. It's massive. It took myself, Mrs. McGowan and Mrs. Edmonton Friday afternoon ages to sort off that obligatory 5 centimetres you need to shave, sort off the trunk, and we struggled to get it in the stand, but it is fully dressed, thank you Mrs. Dill in the office, and it looks wonderful. Loads going on with regards to Christmas. We've got 3 weeks left here in school, and it's Christmas, 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 you'd be pleased to know. Let's kick off with all the PTFA things we have got going on. Firstly, Secret Santa. It's that time again, a year again, where we'll be holding our Secret Santa room on Monday the 16th of December. Each gift will cost £3.50. That includes the present, the bag, and the gift tag. Your child may order as many as they wish. Payment can be made by either completing the attached forms, that's in the letter, I'll send that out with the pod, or you can click on the link for the PTFA sum up. So basically, that's where you can pay online. The cutoff date for orders will be this Wednesday, the 4th of December. That allows the guys time to go and purchase all of the gifts they need. And then the children will be invited to come in on Monday the 16th of December. I'm checking my dates correct now. Monday the 16th of December to make pick their gifts that they will bring home. And obviously, you'll be the proud recipient of. Next, we've got Breakfast with Santa. This is happening Saturday the 14th of December. There are two sittings, one between 8.15 to 9.15 and one from 9.30 to 10.15. Each breakfast will include either pancake or waffles, a drink and a gift from the big man himself. The price for each breakfast is £5 and payment can be made online or by filling in the slip that is attached to the letter, which I will send out with the pod. If you are making a payment online, please can you say which sitting you require? The cutoff date for orders is Wednesday the 4th of December. Again, the same as the gift room. We will also have refreshments for adults. So bacon or sausage bat for £3, tea or coffee for £1. These will also be available to pre-order. Can I just say, it was amazing last year. It was such a great event. So we'd love to have as many of you as possible. But we do need numbers to obviously make these things work. So deadline is this Wednesday, the 4th of December. And I tell you what, for a fiver, for a child, that's an absolute bargain. Because a lot of these places are absolutely having it off at the second. My brother was telling me how much his in-laws, not my mum and dad, his wife's mum and dad, pays for his daughter to go to that Lapland UK. Wow. Wow. Miss Keats in the office, she did the Polar Express experience on the Tunbridge Wells Railway. Wow, the price for that is so expensive. So this is really, really good, really affordable, and it's just a lovely morning here at school. It's that time of the year where we get all sorts of sniffles in school. So just in general, obviously, if your child has had sickness and diarrhea, it is a 48-hour break from the moment they've had their last bout to when they can come back into school. If they've got sort of coughs and colds in general, you know, dose them up, please send them in, because quite often my daughter's just had this and she's had a really bad cough and she wakes up and it's awful. Oh my God, and you're thinking, she sounds like she's smoking sort of 20 Benson a day. And she's not smoking 20, does anybody smoke 20 Benson a day? But, you know, by the time she went to school, she was fine. And quite often, isn't it, that first thing in the morning is not the best guide. So if in doubt, send them in. But obviously, if they've got a really high temperature, keep them off, dose them up, get them to pharmacy is always a good place to go as well, because you can't always rely on that doctor's appointment. The pharmacy is great for picking up those ailments too. But if in doubt, send them in, apart from if they've got that sickness and diarrhea, 48 hours after the last bout and if there's a real high temperature too. This Friday is Dare to Be Different Day in return for chocolate donations. We had some great ones last year, didn't we? Del Boy actually dressed up as me. He even had Stick Your Teeth in Patterson, a bald wig. We love that. Really wanted to look like me. So Dare to Be Different this Friday. Do something different. Come dressed in something different. Do something different with your hair. Be daring. That's what we want to see in return for chocolate donations. Thank you as always for all of your pennies towards children in need. We raised £380.89, which we have paid into the children in need accounts. And that money is always put towards good causes, which quite often we benefit from here in school. Always on the lookout or the ask for stuff. Have you got any old guttering? We're in the need of old guttering for lunchtimes. Don't ask, but it's all to do about, our Opal play and giving children different things to do. And we'd love some guttering. So if you've got any guttering and any old pots and pans, we will have them. Don't bin them. Send them our way, please. Hopefully you saw the picture I sent out on Friday of the stable. It's incredible. It looks brilliant. So thank you to Mr. Benson and Mrs. McGowan, who have absolutely worked their socks off to dig out all the earth needed and build the base. The stable is in, and I tell you what, and I joke, you could live in it. It's a great piece of accommodation. So as I said, if Mrs. Patterson does get fed up with me, which is quite possible, you might find me living in there with the goats. So this week the job is to get the hard standing around the stable and the fencing done, because the goats arrive next Thursday the 12th. So we've got a bit to do yet, but it's all goats. If you are interested in becoming a parent governor, please step forward. I've already spoken to somebody, but we're in need of two. And what we need is somebody who's able to give up six evenings a year. We meet about 5:15 and the meeting's going for about 2 hours or so. And also, if you've got time, three times a year, just come and spend some time in school, spend some time with the children, do a bit of monitoring with us. But that's all it takes. But it's a great volunteering role. It looks great on any CV, to be fair. And it would really help me out in developing and moving this school onwards, as I want to keep on doing. So I really need your support. Please, please, please consider being a school parent governor and come and see me for more information. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we have got our parent and carer workshop all about behaviour. Okay, it starts from 9:30, it goes on till 10:15. It's with Miss Smith in our wellbeing hub here at Shears Green. Look, find out where behaviour comes from. Get everyone in the family talking and listening to each other. Understand why your child gets angry or upset and how to help them calm down. Learn how your body language can help calm difficult situations. Find strategies to change patterns of behaviour and get ideas and inspiration to try at home. As I keep saying, this parenting job, it's not easy, and no one gives us any training or helps us, do they? Not even our parents sometimes. So please come along to that. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, at 9:30 till 10:15. Next door to us here at Shears Green, we've got the Family Hub, and they are brilliant. It's such a great resource. And they are looking for somebody who might be able to volunteer as a family coach. Can you give your time and change a family's life? If so, can you come along to the Family Hub, which is literally next door to the infant school, and make a meaningful impact as a family coach? They are looking for volunteers who can dedicate a few hours a week to help children and young people get the best possible start in life. There's an open morning next Wednesday, the 11th of December, between 8:45 and 10 a.m. There's refreshments, tea, coffee, cold drinks and biscuits. And where they are looking to see if you will be able to make a difference. Look, can you confirm your attendance by emailing Sarah, sarah.macdonald@kingdom.co.uk, and her number 07786-261-934. Somebody said to me on Friday, oh, Mr. Patterson, you're looking really smart. You've been to an important meeting or something. I hadn't. I look smart most days. Although, controversially, I didn't wear a waistcoat and shirt on Thursday. I wore a jumper. And wow, People were shocked. They go, are you dressing down? I said, I'm just a bit cold. Anyway, we created the videos about the new entrances and exits last Friday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to WhatsApp them to you. I've done them in small chunks, so you've not got to sit through 10 minutes worth like listening to me now, but they're small chunks for each class, so you know exactly what it's going to look like from the first day back in January, which, if you've forgotten, is Tuesday the 7th of Jan. Remember, school is going to start at 8:30, so children need to be dropped off between 8:30 and 8:40, and collection is 10 past three for everyone. I'm going to hand over to Mrs. Nicholson, who's got our Oracy challenge for this week. Thank you so much for all of your support. And I tell you what, we're 1 week away from the goats being here. It's very, very, very exciting. We'll speak to you soon. Have a good week. Bye.
Yes, Mrs. Nicholson here again. This week's question is, if animals could talk, what would they say about you?